This is Mark Bolan here. I'd like to wish you all a super funk Christmas and a golden new year.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2021 Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Special. We had other plans. I was going to head up to the North Pole next week for my annual trip to the CITR Polar Arctic Research Station at the North Pole. Going to hang with Santa and the elves. You know, it's always a nice time up there. COVID, Omicron, not going to happen. Got called off. No, it was deemed non-essential, which is really insulting. But anyways, no trip to the North Pole this year. And also the SOCAN overlords, the people that control the rights to music played and broadcast here in our country of Canada, have forced us to work all the way through the holidays. So next week will be a SoCan All CanCon special, which doesn't really jive with the holiday tune so much. So moved my holiday show up a week early. But, you know, it gives you more time to get into the mood for the holidays, whatever that mood may be. If you're Boney M, I think that mood is very horny. That was a very horny Christmas song. I'll be home for Christmas. And then what happens, huh? Boy, a real, quite a sultry number there. That was Boney M from their classic Christmas album, I'll Be Home for Christmas was the name of that song. And at the top, we heard some Mark Bolan of T-Rex with a little jingle to get you into the mood. Right now in the background, we have the Mistletoe Disco Band from their record, More Disco Christmas, well, More Christmas Disco, which implies the existence of Christmas Disco, the first album, which I have not heard. And this is Deck the Halls. I'd like to remind you that CITR broadcasts from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And this is Dunkin' Donuts. So for the next while, there, if you've heard this show before, the holiday special, you'll know there's a few things that I like to go back to every year. Nick Kurgovich's holiday-inspired alter ego Chris Mastime will get an appearance. Some songs from the Eggnog Experience, the musical accompaniment to the Mental Beast web show that was like 12 years ago now, but those songs still rock. And Ho 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 Canada is a compilation that's come out every year for the last 13 years, put out by the Line of Best Fit. And they just released their new compilation this morning. So I've got a few songs from there. But I'm going to start with a whole other subsection of holiday songs that are near and dear to my heart. Those are trucker songs. So these are trucker country Christmas songs. You've got your Red Simpson, you've got your Dave Dudley, and you have the master of the trucker country Christmas song, Mr. Red Sovine. Here we go. Here is Red Sovine with Here It Is Christmas.
Here it is Christmas. My, how the time flies. Why, it was just a few short months ago when we decided to say our goodbyes. So here it is Christmas. And I hope things are well with you. Oh, I've been to a few parties, a couple of plays. And, well, it sort of gave me something to do. I'd go to parties, have a drink, and always I'd want to leave. But folks don't throw too many parties on Christmas Eve. 'Cause it's mostly, I guess, for families, not for the drinking crowd. It's for children's laughter and excitement, and not for something lush and loud. So here it is Christmas. I know you're lying by the fire, listening to Christmas music and watching the flames go higher. And me, I'm here in my apartment, listening to the trucks go by. A train and an occasional taxi, having a martini drive. And thinking about our 27 happy Christmases together. Then our love just somehow fell apart. Oh, we'll make it all right, I'm sure this way, but, you know, tonight it sort of tugs at the heart. And I sure hope the kids come over, or at least I hope they'll phone. I sure hate to think on Christmas Eve that you're having to spend it all alone. And I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you had someone there who cared. 'Cause it's tough, just you and the memories and all the Christmases that we shared. But I got things to occupy my mind, like trying to wrap this stupid gift and wrestling with this flat martini, hoping it'll somehow give me a lift. But here it is Christmas, and I'm not going to shed a single tear. So, Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
for good little girls and boys. Big Dipper's looking so bright. Milky Way traffic is light. Got 6 tons of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Got the same old sleigh and good old reindeer power. Got no speed zones, we'll make the 0 hour. Everything looking so white. Housetops coming in sight. Got 6 tons of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Since we've been down this way, so on Christmas Eve we overload the sleigh. But everything will be alright. No ICC in flight. Got 6 tons of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Down through the chimney where the soot's as black as coal, where I've filled the stockings with as much as they can hold. The kids are sleeping so tight, better keep my hobo light. Got 6 tons of toys for the girls and boys tonight. I'm a little bit tired, but then I'm a little bit old. But if I close my eyes, the reindeer know the way home. Well, look what's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. Gave 6 tons of toys to the girls and boys tonight. Gave 6 tons of toys, Merry Christmas and good night.
This next song is about a trucker who hauls Christmas trees every year. And I think he has just about as much fun as old Santa Claus. Well, I'm trucking trees for Christmas from this old mountaintop. I'm trucking them down to the middle of town from that big Christmas lot. Yeah, I'm trucking trees for Christmas, singing jingle bells on my way. I'm trucking trees for Christmas Day. Well, you'll find me trucking Christmas trees to town every year. And I feel like Santa's helper, spreading a little good cheer. Cause the kiddies have been waiting for this season all year long. For Christmas trees and old Saint Nick to brighten up their home. So I'm trucking trees for Christmas from this old mountaintop. I'm trucking them down to the middle of town, to that big Christmas lot. Yeah, I'm trucking trees for Christmas, singing jingle bells on my way. I'm trucking trees for Christmas Day. I got a string of pretty Christmas lights hanging from the cab of my truck, and a little tree on my dashboard that I decorated up. Well, people may think I'm crazy by these silly things I do, but I don't care, cause I think the truck's like Christmas too. So I'm trucking trees for Christmas from this old mountaintop. I'm trucking them down to the middle of town, to that big Christmas lot. Yeah, I'm trucking trees for Christmas, singing jingle bells on my way. I'm trucking trees for Christmas, for I'm trucking trees for Christmas Day.
Feeling under the weather? Overwhelmed with life in general? In uncertain times, Discorder magazine is here to guide you with a variety of local arts and culture news. This month, navigate the falling sensation described in our Disco Thrash column with Lydia Hall's Some Dreamers of the Golden Dream, a soothing melange found in our Under Review section. Pick up a copy of Discorder at Cranky Cafe on Main and allow the fast-paced rhythms of Chain Whip to bring you to life on chilly days. or swing by Side Hustle Sandwiches and bask in the calm vistas of our feature on Mother Sun. Enjoy an empowering chat with Nadu and discover the spirit of resilience with Arizo, an exhibition of the experiences of queer communities in Iran. Welcome to a new era. We wanna make big plans. Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
This Christmas is time to get cyberpunk. What kind of presents are you going to find under the modem this year? Maybe a nice password for your mom's Netflix account. I hope my dad makes the cyber shortbread. I love when the whole family huddles around my laptop and clears my browser cache. Remember to be good, because if you aren't, Cyber Santa might bring you only 1 megabyte hard drive. Are you on 5% is good downloads list? Remember to keep your file management system good, or else your uncle will never stop being jacked into the matrix. 5Christmas 2016, never log off.
What's it all about?
Christmas.
What's it all about?
What?
that about? What's it all about? What's it all about?
What's it all about?
All right, that was NK and Jules featuring Rudy with their song Christmas, What's It All About, better known as the Too Bad Catholics, Kelarissa Piano Supergroup, featuring Nick Kurgovich, Julia Shirka, and Larissa Loiva. Very good. I recommend accompanying that with the music video, which is a seasonal treat in the McHugh King household. Before that, we heard Shitlord Fuckerman from their EP, Email Me a Holiday Spirit, from a couple years back. That was the song, Looks Like It's About to Be a Cyber Christmas. Yet again, Cyber Christmas again. I don't know how many people I'll be seeing. The parties, I don't think I'm going to parties anymore. It's kind of a bummer. But here we are. This is 2021. Before that, we heard a series of songs from Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree, a series of compilations put out by the website Aquarium Drunkard. I do not have access to the Trucker Country Song Archive that they do. And so they got some great ones. Truckin' Trees for Christmas by Red Simpson. 6 Tons of Toys by Dave Dudley, which has some real Nashville skyline era Bob Dylan guitar noodling in the background there. I liked it. Be Alone With You? Is that the... Yeah. And then at the top, we heard Here It Is Christmas by Red Sovine. His song about Timmy for Christmas, that Teddy Bears for Timmy? Yeah, that is one of the best, but I played it last year, so... taking a year off for Timmy. Okay, that brings us up to speed. Now we're going to move... Oh, and we just heard in the background there, that was the Children of the University of Michigan Children's Psychiatric Hospital, Christmas at CPH, with their rendition of Good King Wenceslas. We're going to hear something even better than that. It's a song called Better King's Wenceslas, by Newfoundland's The Burning Hell. And this is part of the Ho 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 Canada compilation. This is the 13th edition. And you can find that at ocanada.bandcamp.com or look it up on the line of Best Fit. And it's great. All CanCon, lots of great songs, some of which are exclusive to the compilation. So definitely check it out. Kylie V has a song on there, local favorite. So yeah. So let's start with The Burning Hell. I've got a few other selections from the comp, and I'll be back in a minute. Here we go.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the Feast of Stephen. Many people milled about, but they could not see him. For you see, he was a ghost, spectral, sad, and eerie. He found haunting his old castle most dispiriting and dreary. He had a violent childhood in 10th century Bohemia, as scheming were the nobles good, but his kin was e'en schemia. When Wenceslas was just a lad, his grandmother, the regent, was murdered by his mother's hand, which was really most indecent. His mom was a pagan queen, she hated stupid Christians. But when Wency turned 18, he led a resistance. Sent his mom into exile, said, I'll be a good sovereign with a chill, relaxed lifestyle, making peace and feasting often. He was nice to everyone, even women and peasants. I bet you've guessed I'm leading up to something quite unpleasant. His little brother Boleslav was plotting with his buddies. One day they killed poor Wenceslas. It was mean and very bloody.
senseless Lars is quite morose, having been most cruelly murdered. He has no friends, now he's a ghost, no colleagues or co-workers. He must admit his brother is a leader, good and clever, but as a general human being, whence he knows that he was better.
Yeah.
right. That was Adrian Teacher with the song It Always Rains on Christmas. And yeah, being from Vancouver or Nanaimo, that's certainly mostly true. That was from Ho 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 Canada Volume 7. So yeah, they've been at it for a while. They're up to 13, and that just dropped today. Great song, Adrian Teacher. Before that, we heard from the new comp, the song Winter Tires. Before that, Better King Winchless from The Burning Hell. That was at the top. And then we also heard Christian Noel Peterson with the song Deck the Halls. All right. Many years ago, I think 2008, 2009, there was a web series shot at the old CITR station called Mental Beast about a radio station that was kind of going through some turmoil. It was set around Christmas. There was a character named Duncan that I don't think had anything to do with me. And it starred a lot of local comedians and improv people. And it was a pretty fun thing. And it was a nice snapshot of Vancouver comedy and music in the late 2010s or 2000-aughts, whatever. And it was accompanied by a 33-song compilation called The Eggnog Experience, and great stuff there. So I'm going to play a few songs from that compilation, starting with some No Gold. No Gold went on to be, this is kind of the proto Mood Hut band, and they went on to be Jack Jay and the Pender Street Steppers and some other things. But before all that, they were No Gold, and before all that, they did a cover of Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. So let's give a listen to that. This is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, and it's performed by No Gold. And enjoy the vibe.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
All right. That song got kind of quiet. I was in the other room. I went to go get lunch. Shouldn't do that, but here we are. Anyways, that was the band Lust with their song Asleep in the Snow. Very good. Before that, we heard Machu Picchu with their song All I Want for Christmas is a Hoverboard. That is a real Christmas classic. I'm switching up. Just one sec. Yes, All I Want for Christmas is a Hoverboard. Very good song. Still relevant all these years later. Hoverboards still have not come to us. Before that, we heard Needles and Pins with Armenian Christmas, and at the top, No Gold with Wonderful Christmas Time. All right, I teased it before. I've already played one Nick Kurgovich song, but his run as his alter ego, Chris Mastheim, is an all-timer in terms of holiday music, if you ask me. So we're going to hear, and it's 12:50, so we're not going to play all of them that I wanted to, but we'll start with White Christmas. This is from The Return of Christmas Time, but really all of the albums are great. There's 4 albums, EPs, and they're up on his Bandcamp, and I highly recommend them. So pour yourself a cocktail or some, booze-free nog, whatever your day is taking you, and have a little seat in your chaise longue and groove along to this little number. Here we go.
Thank you. reply he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. Stay by my cradle, the morning is now. Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
That is Clarence Carter with his classic Backdoor Santa. I recently was listening to the morning show on CBC, and they were interviewing these people that do a fundraising Christmas song every year. They get a bunch of people from this company together to play a Christmas song and then release it as a fundraiser. And they had this really nice chat about like the Christmas spirit and all these things. And then they play the song and it was a cover of this Backdoor Santa, like the most raunchiest X-rated song about Christmas that I know of. And it's just blasting through my radio at 7:45 in the morning. It's like, oh boy, this song about, yeah, anyways, great. I mean, if you're in the mood for raunchy Santa Claus songs, it's up there. And that horn that gets sampled for Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis, it's legendary. But that was really funny. I don't think Stephen Quinn on the CBC knew what he had coming. All right, before that, we heard Chris Mastheim from the album Is Here. That was the song Away in a Manger. And at the top, we heard from The Return of Christmas Time. That was White Christmas. Right now, we're listening to Booker T and the MGs from the Stack Volts Complete Singles. This is the song Jingle Bells. And this will do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts, the 2021 holiday special. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope, despite how awful everything is, that you're getting some holiday spirit and you have those close to you to hang out with. And just I hope everyone has a very healthy and okay holiday. That's really what all we can hope for right now. It's bad out there. But anyways, I will be back next week with my best of the year for CanCon, and then the week after that with my best of the year international division or category. So have a good holidays, and let's check in again soon. Gonna close up with some Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. This is their album Christmas 1979. It's also one of my holiday favorites. And this is a cover of The Who's A Quick One While He's Away. Sounds a lot like Backdoor Santa, also known as Pete Townsend's Christmas. And the whole record is great, but this one in particular really catches lightning in a bottle, if you ask me. All right. Thanks so much for listening. And there's going to be one more message from T-Rex's Mark Bowman as well. Okay. Here is Wild Billy Childish. Happy holidays. Jane.
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time on the radio. If you listen to this show.
Hello, everybody.